obrigado, senhor presidente.
Thank you very much indeed, President. This is the second time that we have taken the floor in this room.
Agradecemos o vosso empenho.
And we would like to thank you for the work you have done personally and for the work by your team. Our national anti-mine institutions we are continuing the implementation of our national mine action strategy. And in keeping with our national development plan, two national mine action standards have been adopted. These are in keeping with international standards and will soon be finalized. Land release and risk education about explosive devices has been enhanced. Our information management system has also been improved. Planning methods and priority setting, as well as quality management, have also been stepped up. We have set up a dialogue platform with all interested parties in our country and foreign partners as well. We have improved gender and diversity practices. In terms of land release from 2018 to 2022, we have released more than 26 million square meters. We have destroyed more than 9,000 APMs. We have destroyed more than 1,000 anti-tank weapons. The National Mine Action Agency regulates and governs the efforts undertaken by public and private institutions and NGOs in the area of mine action. The National Mine Action Center actively contributes under Article 5 to the efforts that we undertake. And following the demining of areas identified residual risk management efforts are conducted alongside the defense and security forces. Release of mined areas in the Malanje and Huambo provinces has now been completed and is expected to be completed in 2023 in the provinces of Namibia, Uyghur, Zaire, and Kwanza Norte. The government of Angola will finance the mining of 153 mine fields in the Okavango Delta area in Cuando Okavango by allocating 60 million US dollars from Halo Trust. We will be doing so in installments up until 2025. Regarding international donors, who have always provided assistance, we have the UK, the US, Japan, Norway, Belgium, and Sweden. The private sector has also contributed generously. Unfortunately, the level of funding is almost insufficient for the survey and clearance of mined areas, and there is also a shortage of funds for the victim assistance pillar. To complete mine clearance and to comply with Article 5 of the Mine Ban Treaty, Angola needs 238,959,000 US dollars.